The start of a new school year brings yet another multi-million dollar donation to the University of South Florida's Muma College of Business. As WUSF's Mark Schreiner tells us, this time it's not a school in the college that's being renamed, but an entire set of programs that are considered key to student success.
Last Friday afternoon, with thunder rolling in and storm clouds forming outside the windows of the USF Muma College of Business, Dean Moez Lamayim was getting ready to hit staff members with a ray of sunshine.
And they cannot even find the words, really cannot find the words, to let you know that Barry and Dana Conyers decided to name the Student Success Center for $10,850,000.
Baron Gift Collier III, who also goes by Barry, is a descendant of Baron Collier, who at one time was the largest landowner and developer in Florida. Collier County is named after his family, which still has a number of holdings in various industries, including agriculture, real estate, and mineral management. Collier is also a longtime supporter of the College of Business that he graduated from in 1980. The almost $11 million gift from he and his wife Dana creates the Collier Student Success Center. The center brings a half dozen programs together under one roof, including undergraduate advising, study abroad, and the corporate mentor program. In an exclusive interview with WUSF News, Collier says students will greatly benefit from this union of services.
When you look at a program that is as comprehensive as this one, being able to have your mentoring, your scholarships, your business communications, your life skills living, all of that brought together is very unusual, and I found that very fascinating.
Dean Moez Lamayim.
Because of the generosity of the Colliers, we can now go beyond the classroom to offer our students unique programs for their professional development to prepare them best for the real world, for the business world.
Lamayim has a goal for his college's graduates, 100% employment or further education the moment they leave school. Collier says that's something that definitely can be achieved.
Because the students that are in here and the ones that I have met are such hard-working students, and they appreciate the opportunity that they have been given, and they understand the quality of the education and the well-roundedness of this program that will make them very confident going into the business world.
Center staff who are working to reach this goal welcome the Collier's generosity. Take Walter Howarth, the director of the Corporate Mentor Program. The Colliers have funded more than 70 scholarships for the program, which pairs first-in-their-family college students with business leaders from around the community. Howarth says the Collier's gift means he doesn't have to worry as much about funding.
We know what is best for the students, and sometimes that isn't tied to a budget. So it's going to allow us to do the things that are really, truly necessary to serve a student population that sometimes needs a little more support as they make that transition.
And Collier says the tools that the Success Center gives students should make them that much more appealing to potential employers.
They see that these students have been taught the skills that they need, and they're not going to have to learn them all over again when they become fresh employees. They've been taught here at the USF Muma College of Business.
The Collier's donation is the third multi-million dollar gift from College of Business alumni in the last 12 months. Last October, the college took the name of local philanthropists Les and Pam Muma after they gave $25 million. This past February, the School of Accountancy was named after Lynn Pippinger, a former Raymond James executive who gave USF $10 million. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.